Your taxes hold the key.
Tax Administration Jamaica is set to begin paying income tax refunds directly into bank accounts instead of making payments by checks using the Electronic Funds Transfer System, or EFT. Beginning this month, individuals claiming a PAYE income tax refund will be required to submit their banking details in order to receive their refunds electronically. As a result, individuals applying for an income tax refund are advised to complete the Standard Government of Jamaica Client Information Form reflecting their bank information. This will be submitted along with their income tax form, the ITO-5, when applying for a refund. For additional information, you may contact the TAJ Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357, or visit their website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
The north-south link of Highway 2000 was opened in early August to enable easy access to persons traveling from Linstead St. Catherine to Monique St. Anne. In today's edition of Get the Facts, we'll highlight some of the safety features as well as the importance of the escape lanes on the highway. Safety should not be compromised when traveling on the newly opened north-south link of Highway 2000. Therefore, motorists, especially those who drive large units, are being urged to drive within the stipulated speed limit.
One of the first things that I should do is be mindful of the speed limit. It's 80 kilometers per hour, and there are some informative signs for the section where we have the 8% grade. I'm advising you to engage a lower gear and also checking your brakes again. But the speed limit, 80 kilometers per hour, I will not stop reinforcing that, is one of the first things that they need to abide by.
Director of Technical Services at the National Road Operating and Constructing Company, NROC, Stephen R. Shaw. There are various signs along the highway indicating its proper use. Head of the Linstead Police Division, Deputy Superintendent Dwayne Wellington, is encouraging motorists to obey these road signs and instructions.
It is advised that motorists read the signs, obey the road code, and drive within the limit. The signs are there since it's exit lane, but for some reason they have it otherwise.
Director of Technical Services at NROC, Stephen R. Shaw, says the signs should always be followed to ensure safety of the commuting public.
The signage is there and the road markings are there to facilitate where we're overtaking is safe. However, motorists should also exercise due care and caution when they're going down, because we've seen signs where people are encouraged to speed on the highway and they're now operating beyond the design limits of the roadway, and it is not a safe practice.
Another feature of the north-south highway is the escape lanes. The escape lanes should not be used for exiting purposes. Its sole purpose is to assist motorists that may experience mechanical problems or other emergencies and need to stop.
As it relates to the escape ramp, if you notice that your brake has failed, but you still have steering, it is a means of retarding the speed or bringing the vehicle to a halt in a safe manner. So motorists who discover that their brakes have failed, they steer into the gravel pit, and it is so designed that with a different gradation of gravel, it will safely bring the vehicle to a halt. So it is solely for that purpose. And there's a paved section where a recovery vehicle can come, a wrecker, and pull the defective vehicle out of the gravel pit.
Director of Technical Services at the National Road Operating and Constructing Company, NROC, Stephen R. Shaw. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore. Get the Facts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.